Hardin's fingers passed rapidly over the Atomo bulb, and its light faded until, in the dimness, the hitherto regent, the king, and the soldiers were hazy-edged shadows. And for the first time, it could be seen that an aura encompassed Hardin. It was not the blazing light that was the prerogative of kings, but one less spectacular, less impressive, and yet one more effective in its own way, and more useful. Hardin's voice was softly ironic as he addressed the same Venus who had 1 hour earlier declared him a prisoner of war and Terminus on the point of destruction, and who now was a huddled shadow, broken and silent. "There is an old fable," said Hardin, "as old perhaps as humanity, for the oldest records containing it are merely copies of other records still older, that might interest you. It runs as follows. A horse, having a wolf as a powerful and dangerous enemy, lived in constant fear of his life. Being driven to desperation, it occurred to him to seek a strong ally. Whereupon he approached a man and offered an alliance, pointing out that the wolf was likewise an enemy of the man. The man accepted the partnership at once and offered to kill the wolf immediately if his new partner would only cooperate by placing his greater speed at the man's disposal. The horse was willing and allowed the man to place bridle and saddle upon him. The man mounted, hunted down the wolf, and killed him. The horse, joyful and relieved, thanked the man and said, 'Now that our enemy is dead, remove your bridle and saddle, and restore my freedom.' Whereupon the man laughed loudly and replied, 'The hell you say? Giddy up, Dobbin,' and applied the spurs with a will." Silence still. The shadow that was Venus did not stir. Hardin continued quietly, "You see the analogy, I hope. In their anxiety to cement forever total domination over their own people, the kings of the four kingdoms accepted the religion of science that made them divine, and that same religion of science was their bridle and saddle, for it placed the lifeblood of atomic power in the hands of the priesthood, who took their orders from us, be it noted, and not from you. You killed the wolf, but could not get rid of them." Venus sprang to his feet, and in the shadows, his eyes were maddened hollows. His voice was thick, incoherent. "And yet I'll get you. You won't escape. You'll rot. Let them blow us up. Let them blow everything up. You'll rot. I'll get you. Soldiers," he thundered hysterically, "shoot me down, that devil! Blast him! Blast him!"